Have you ever seen some trash and not picked it up? Maybe it was too much, or maybe you thought somebody else will clean it up. Well, often no one else does. And in Morgantown, West Virginia, there are a lot of abandoned campsites along the rivers, and in them are people's left behind belongings and trash. And rainy weather can easily wash these things into the waterways, contaminating the river ecosystems. Well, one man has taken it upon himself to clean up the trash using unconventional methods. I'm standing with Zoma Archambeau on the banks of the Monongahela River. We're at one of his trash cleanup sites. To get here, we biked about 10 minutes from Morgantown on a paved trail. But the last stretch, we pointed our bikes down a narrow, hidden path into the dense green bushes.
All right, here we are.
It's a hot, muggy day. The spot we're at has a small, sandy beach, which is rare. Much of the Monongahela River is lined by thick brush and mud. The area used to be an informal camp spot. Zoma found it abandoned, with trash covering the ground in every direction. It's almost all picked up now. There's some muddy clothes, a couple hypodermic needles, and roof shingles. The nearby stream flowing into the river erodes the dirt, exposing some of this older trash.
Yeah, there's still trash. It'll be eroding out for years.
Before showing me around, Zoma grabs a bag of raw oats from his backpack and feeds the minnows.
Do you always try to feed them a little when you're here?
Yeah, I can't help it.
Zoma loves living things. At one point in our interview, a stray cat emerges from the bushes and walks over to him.
Hey, buddy. You look really lonely.
Zoma has volunteered the past year and a half to cleaning up the trash sites along the rivers. Although he wants places to look clean, he says he cares more about the impact of trash on the ecosystem.
I strongly don't believe in, of course, microplastics in the ocean. We have a tremendous problem right now in the world because of it.
Microplastics are the size of a sesame seed and nearly impossible to clean, according to the National Ocean Service. And they are toxic to aquatic life and birds. Microplastics can form from littered plastic products, like a grocery bag, that over time break down into smaller and smaller pieces, eventually getting washed into our waterways.
Yeah, that stuff does not belong in our rivers.
Zoma is unassuming. He's lanky and tall, almost 6.5 feet tall. He has a gray goatee and a head full of salt and pepper hair. He typically wears a pair of jeans cut off at the knees with a loose cotton t-shirt. Zoma's always observing. While he's cleaning up abandoned camps, he often thinks about who the people were, why they had the things they did.
Memories and such. There's something, some reason those people carried that object with them.
But it's also personal for him. In the past 10 years, Zoma says he's lost 25 friends to drugs and suicide. And so cleaning these sites, where people were likely suffering from addiction, is a healing process.
So to help, I think, erase that, so it's just not out here, just to try to clear it up. And I like these places. West Virginia is a beautiful place, and it just doesn't deserve to be trashed this way.
Zoma grew up on the West Coast, but he settled in Morgantown 21 years ago. He says he's seen the city grow, and in the past couple of years, he's noticed more trash and a different kind of trash.
These sites used to be full of beer bottles. And now the transition now is to needles.
And this is a trend other organizations have noticed too. Jonathan Sweet is the operations manager for Friends of Decker's Creek. The almost 25-mile-long tributary of the Monongahela River flows through Morgantown.
We come in with tongs and a sharps container and get rid of them, and they are definitely common, and it's really unfortunate.
Friends of Decker's Creek dedicates a lot of time to cleaning up trash along the waterway. Just a couple weeks ago, Jonathan cleaned up a site with a mattress pad, clothing, and blankets. He says the trash is a river ecosystem hazard.
It's bad for all the aquatic life that lives in the creek. And when you have a clean area, I feel like people are less likely to litter and dump their trash there as opposed to if it's already a really nasty, trash-filled area.
And that's Zoma's thinking, too. The first site he cleaned was in Morgantown at Whitmore Park last year. There were over 300 hypodermic needles, 3 tents, several futons, and other trash completely covering the grass.
I remember returning like 2 weeks later, just hoping somebody else had cleaned this up, and nobody had.
So he attached a small trailer to his bike, which he calls Big Red, and loaded up shovels, rakes, garbage bags, a machete for the thick brush, and he got to work.
We had to just to load stuff up on tarps to drag it out, like all the bedding, and just, we couldn't put that in bags, of course, and we just made big giant mounds of clothes, just amazing.
A lot of the sites Zoma cleans alone, but friends occasionally come and help haul the trash bags away. Zoma uses 33 and 55 gallon sized trash bags, and just this year he's filled 100. He likes to document the sites, taking before and after photos and videos, and then posting them to Facebook. Zoma and I bike to his most recent cleanup site.
This is where we're going right here.
Still in the Monongahela River, and it's roughly the size of half a football field, with overgrown trees creating almost a roof.
Well, this place is not perfect yet, but I tell you, one thing is missing, and that's 25 bags of trash.
There's still some work to do, but Zoma's gathered all the remaining trash into piles. There's a Disney princess backpack, a Barbie with blonde hair, a chocolate milk bottle, Hanes underwear, and a moldy, medium-sized brown teddy bear.
I'll remove it sooner than later, or later than sooner, I'm not too sure.
There were 40 teddy bears that Zoma already threw out. Originally, he'd only found 2 hypodermic needles at this site, but as we're talking, Zoma uses a stick to rustle around in the dead leaves.
Number 3. Number 4. Well, so much for that.
Ultimately, he finds 18 needles within 1 square foot.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Zoma uses the chocolate milk bottle to carry the needles out.
I don't think it's big enough.
So primarily, Zoma picks up trash on the banks of the rivers. But he does do some trash cleanup in the water. He's focused mostly on Decker's Creek.
Oh, it amazes me just how shredded like the plastic bags will be. It's already working its way to being microplastic, and it's not even hit the major rivers yet.
He's found bicycles, grocery carts, parts of bridges, furniture, old railroad ties, and a lot of old coal slag. Zoma uses a 4-prong hook to pull out larger trash. It's about the size of a tennis ball.
It's a grappling hook. But I use to pull shopping carts out of the river or creek or whatever.
But for smaller magnetic trash, he uses a powerful magnet that's about the size of a grapefruit. We are walking along the banks of Decker's Creek. A big thunderhead is rolling in. Zoma has his magnet. It's attached to a long rope, which allows him to throw it in the river and reel it back in. Kind of like fishing.
This is 65 feet of rope. I can throw the whole thing. Whoa.
The water is dark, and Zoma has cleaned up this location before. He doesn't expect to catch anything.
Oh, there's something on there.
Yeah, it sure is, isn't it? It's a steel ring of some sort.
Zoma puts the little bit of slag and metal we find in a yellow bucket. He'll throw it out later. There are hundreds of miles of waterways just in Monongalia County. Trash could potentially be everywhere. Even the spots Zoma has cleaned eventually get re-trashed. He says it's almost expected. But standing on the banks of the Monongahela River at one of his cleanup sites, Zoma smiles. He looks at the beach that was once covered in trash, and he's proud of the work he's done. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan in Morgantown.